This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And a good evening to you. This is the Fan Evening Show, and I am Jason Mackey. In here for Friday night on Valentine's Day. Maybe you're driving around, going to dinner somewhere. Hopefully you have reservations. The one time I tried to go out to a dinner on Valentine's Day, it did not end well. We'll talk about that a little bit. A lot to get into tonight. Baseball related, football related. The sun came up, so we have to talk about Steelers quarterbacks. Charlie, how are you?
I'm impeccably flustered.
Yeah, same. It's going around today, man. That's Charlie Bordes, by the way.
Hello.
Our producer here on the Fan Evening Show.
So apparently the computer back here needed to be replaced for the producers. So literally anything and everything, and it's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of...
Computers generally bring with them a lot of things.
Yeah, but there was a lot of logins that were already like saved for me to do my job, gone. Now I have to remember the password, and I can't remember the password, so now it's about three different emails from different websites saying, hey, please enter your new password. So I'm doing this whilst.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So flustered.
Great. Yeah, it's going around. Happened to me in the prep of today's show. So it's going to be an interesting night together for sure. Charlie has his own story about being here. We'll get to that. I was going to put him on the spot and talk a little bit about Valentine's night and some scheduling things that occurred, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. But in all seriousness, I was preparing for the show and starting to get some texts and going through some stuff that I had said on Twitter about a comment Ben Cherington made, and it led to a whole separate discussion about social media. That I'm honestly going to start talking about that because that's what's been freshest on my brain. I don't like it. I don't like where I'm at with it, where we're at with it as a society. It drives me crazy. I think we react to too many partial thoughts. I've tried to cut back on it. I'm going to continue to try to cut back on it. Tonight is a reminder for me. And I just don't think it's a good thing or what we should be doing. And I think it's a carrot in front of all of us, especially the sports writing media community. We see something and we chase after it, and we shouldn't. And we shouldn't. And it's a drug, and it's hard to quit. And I don't know if I can quit it, but I know that it messes with my brain, your brain, our brains. And I want to talk about that a little bit. I came in here on Monday after posing a question about Kenny Pickett. Like, would you take him back? And we went through this, and it created a conversation amongst listeners, and that's great. And there should be a conversation. And maybe the conversation is, no, I don't want him back. I don't want him back because he had whatever. You know, that's down the road. But the reaction to that, the amount of negativity that bubbled to the surface over one question, over one poll question, whether you agree with it or not, man, just sort of describes the outlay of social media and where we've gone with this stuff, especially where we've gone with it in the sports world. Like, I love the interaction with like-minded people. Dare I say I like social media. I like chatting with people during a game. I find it as an enjoyable gauge of fan interest in what people are talking about. It almost feels like a private party, you know? And it's not so private. Like, if the Steelers are playing, obviously everybody in timeline is going to be talking about something. But it's not always good for you. It's not always healthy. It's not always good for people involved. There's too much of a rush to get out there and say something. And I'm not talking about the quintessential, oh, you got to be first. Look at the reporter, got to tweet something. No, it's really just reacting to something when you shouldn't react to it. And if you read the science behind Twitter, social media, all of this stuff, it's designed to trigger our brains and get us to react to something constantly. There's just constant stimulation. And maybe that's in the form of something we want to say, something we read, and what it stirs up in us emotionally. And we all get caught up in it. I was guilty of it this afternoon. I read something Ben Cherington said, and I started reacting to it. We're not on the doorstep of anything, because that was the quote that was pulled out. And by itself, that quote is pretty ugly. And I've subsequently seen it plastered on t-shirts, and people might cling to it. That's wrong. You shouldn't. You shouldn't, because if you read the entire quote, which I'm going to do in about 10 seconds, it's innocuous. It actually repeats some of what Ben previously said. And I want to talk about the framework of the question too, because it's another example of social media being sort of a bad echo chamber, generally speaking, but we see it locally here. We see it with sports. We see it a lot around the Pirates. So anyway, I guess I'm kind of working backwards first, but it makes more sense in my brain to do it this way. Cherington's answer when asked about, is there a move or moves to be made that really positively impact this team immediately? Cherington, we haven't stopped working since we got here. We're going to keep at it. We're not on the doorstep of anything. And again, as we think about, and as I mentioned the other day, we're still talking to free agents. But free agency is the thing that at some point in spring training, you kind of get to the end of that. Trades, in theory, can happen at any time up until July. So usually at some point in spring training, you start to shift more of your energy towards that. So those are really hard to predict. Where those go, the timing. And maybe not that much at all happens in spring training. But there's opportunities into the season. I'm not avoiding your question. I really don't know. We're going to keep working at it. There's nothing wrong with that answer. Ben's probably taking heat. And you can feel upset about the Pirates offseason. You can disagree with moves Cherington has made. You can disagree with the lack of moves they made. Do that all you want. We have context there. I'm not defending that. I'm not sitting here saying the Pirates do everything right. Absolutely not. But is that answer to that question incendiary? Absolutely not. It's not. What's ugly about it is when you get part of it pulled out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I'm not bashing Andrew Destin, my coworker, my good friend. He's doing exactly what we're pressured to do because of social media on the media side. You've got to tweet something. You've got to get it out. People are expecting something. If you don't, other people will, and then we're going to hear about it. It's a constant rat race to try to put something out in the ether or react to it. And it's not healthy. It's not best for the situation at hand. It's not fair to Ben. It's not fair to Andrew. And here's a third one. It's also not fair to the genesis of this report. Question came from Kevin Gorman of The Trib. There are reports that you have a big move up your sleeve here before the start of spring training. There's a report out there? Charrington asked. Multiple reports, Gorman responded. I haven't seen multiple. I have seen one report in question, and it came from Dejan Kovacevic, the owner and columnist, and Dejan didn't need any introduction, of DK Pittsburgh Sports. And let's just be truthful and accurate here. Doesn't say big move anywhere. It says main move. It says their main move is still to come in that report. And somehow, I think via social media, I don't really know, that's been taken to mean big move. It's the Pirates. I myself have been crushed on Twitter for saying anything like, for saying big move. I'm going to get called a shill or somebody, you know, somebody is going to say something negative because we can't, in social media, where there's no nuance, you can't say big and have somebody understand that there's context there. It's big in the scheme of things for them. But anyway, the point is that we're talking about the main move, not the big move. And there's a difference. And it gets lost in social media, on Twitter, in a place where subtlety isn't really a thing. And that stinks. It really does. It ticks me off from a media member standpoint because we end up hearing, seeing, reacting to a lot of negativity. We're not fans, but I understand where fans are coming from because you're seeing a certain thing and it's making you react a certain way. especially as somebody who is by definition fanatical. And you see a quote like that, we're not on the doorstep of anything. And of course, I had the same reaction you did. Like, oh my goodness, he didn't just say that, did he? But it's not the full quote. It's not all of the context, because that's not allowed. You're not allowed to see nuance here. We have to see negativity, and we have to see what every opinion ever means. And I guess what I mean by that, it's somebody else saying to me earlier about my reaction to Ke'Bryan Hayes' contract extension several years ago. And that I was, you know, upset, or I couldn't understand why people weren't happy about this contract. You know what? That doesn't matter. And I also wasn't. Didn't really matter what I thought about something multiple years ago. Like, you're going out of your way to try to say something nasty. You're going out of your way to try to get a rise out of somebody. And I understand I'm talking about social media trolls that exist everywhere, and you shouldn't react to them. And what I'm doing is funneling it into a larger conversation just about what we're doing here. Why? Why the negativity? Why the obsession over something that really doesn't do any good? You know what one of my favorite things to do is, sitting at home watching sports? Put my phone in another room. Do you ever notice how much more you watch of the game? How much more present you are with your spouse or anything? And I don't do it enough. I wish I did it more. I get caught up like everybody else, having to scroll Twitter through commercials. Sometimes that bleeds into the action on the field. Sometimes I miss things that I shouldn't. All over what? All over somebody I've never met before that may or may not be negative, that feels like saying something that may or may not be true or a complete accurate representation of the truth? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too worked up over this stuff, but I wish we could go back. It's almost like replay in sports. I wish we could go back to a time before replay. I wish we could go back to a time where we could watch a game without having to check our phones to see a bunch of opinions that don't really matter in the scheme of things, and it takes our attention away from what we're doing. I have found when I put my phone in another room and I'm watching a game, I absorb so much more of what's in front of me. What about you? Have you ever thought about the amount of time you spend, I don't want to call it doom scrolling, but like, you know, getting sports frustrated on social media? Is it worth it? Do you get satisfaction that pays off the amount of time you spend doing it? Seriously, I would love to hear from sports fans on this and how you think about social media. Have you tried to quit it? Have you started paying attention to it more? I don't know. What sort of things annoy you on there? What lessons have you learned? I know today I learned a pretty important lesson. Don't react to anything unless you have full context. If you have it and still think it's dumb, fine. Go ahead, fire away. Especially at me. If you read something I write, you disagree with me and want to tell me why I'm wrong, go nuts. Absolutely. But I wouldn't want to be judged on one line in my column or one, you know, 30-second snippet of something. 30 seconds might be enough, but you know what I mean. Some little itty-bitty thing on a radio show that lasts 4.5 hours, you're going to take that, pull it out, and judge me on it? I don't want that any more than Ben Charrington does. If I'm going to write something, cite it accurately. It's not too much to ask. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I should and need to be better. I'm no, just because I have a writing gig or a radio hosting gig, like, I'm not any better or any different than anybody else. I think it's something that affects all of us equally. I think it's something that also affects all of us negatively. All right, so that's my rant on social media and the stuff that happened to me this afternoon. I swear we will get down to an actual radio show tonight. I'm excited by it, too. A lot to weigh in. Another thing I've been thinking about is our obsession with Steelers quarterbacks. And not that I'm really surprised. I mean, we're talking about the most important position in sports, the most popular team in town, a highly debated situation, which way to go. But we'll get into all of that. I have a thought on Russell Wilson. I have a lot of thoughts on Russell Wilson. Are we seeing... Could I make an argument that he's a better, more likely choice? I think I maybe could. And it actually starts with Justin Fields.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.